Danny Schaefer.
Hey, let's do this, people. Let's do another radio show, shall we? Good morning and welcome to Friday. A good Friday. See what I did there? Of course, every Friday's a good Friday, but today's a really good Friday. Show 613, 613 officially starts right now. I'm Danny Schaefer, host of the broadcast. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower today with a high near 60. Showers ending early and partly sunny tomorrow afternoon with a high near 80, Susan. And then Easter Sunday, he has risen. Chance of showers and storms with a high of 68. It's 45 now at the Q. Susie, how you doing over there?
Good,
all
thanks
right?
for asking.
You survived all the mud hen craziness?
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
You were out of control. Do you remember being up and dancing on that table? Do you remember all that?
No.
Yeah, well, you weren't because you didn't come. How come? Why didn't you show up? Is it me? Am I hideous? Did you just have enough?
No, couldn't I could have got good parking, too, at 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, let me tell you something, people. That's the time. You get down there. I parked at Huron and Washington. So I just, right behind a coffee trailer that was set up. And they were going to sell coffee out of that thing. And so I'm like, oh, this is sweet. There was plenty of parking when I got down there. And one guy was coming out of the lot right there next to me. And I said, hey, how much did that cost? He goes, $20. I said, yeah, mine cost
$20.
Mine cost 35 cents. All I had to do is get it to 11 o'clock when it becomes free. And no one's going to give you a ticket at a meter on Mud Hen's opening day.
Oh, you know? I bet they would.
No, I don't.
Well,
maybe.
Cha-ching. They can make some good money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you just keep feeding the meter, man. Go out there and feed the meter. Remember we did that at Fort Schaefer? You had to go out there. People would come in. They'd have to go out and feed the meter.
I did a couple times, and I got a ticket.
Got a ticket. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, going to be a good day today. I'm just declaring it right now. I'm declaring it right now on the radio. We're going to have fun. We're going to play. It's going to zip right through, and then I'm out for a big fat nap. I actually slept an extra 12 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
That sounds
nice. Yeah, because yesterday was kind of a busy day.
Oh, you were busy yesterday.
Down there at the Blarney, and Eddie B. Gave me a Blarney shirt. It's pretty nice.
Oh, brother.
Did you see any of our Facebook Lives?
I did see it, because initially when I was out dog walking and you and Paul went Facebook Live, it was like Conversations with Denny and Paul.
Yeah,
because you were just sitting
stupid.
There with your beverages.
Chilling.
Yeah, just talking to each other.
I think Paul is a problem, but hey, we'll talk about that another time. He had three drinks down in like 10 minutes. Amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
And it's crazy talk. Anyway, but they were really little. That's what he kept telling me. Yeah, if you want to go up and look at our Facebook Live, you can't get enough of us. It's all up there, man. You know, go to the Q1055.com page and then click over to our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram, our... You know, we don't do Snapchat. I do.
You do.
I gotta do one this morning. I haven't done one yet. Oh, well.
That's
my daughter says, Dad, you got to do something different. You just, you know, screaming into your phone right before you go on the air. And I'm like, yeah, that's great.
You got to mix it up.
Yeah, I got like a Snapchat program director, my daughter, giving me the scoop on that. Did we get any views on it yesterday?
On what?
Me and the Paul fun?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Did we?
It got views,
yes. There's one with Paul. I don't know who he's interviewing. Oh, Joe Napoli. Oh, that looks, Paul. We're going to have to start calling him Porcupine. He's got the porcupine hairdo. 348 views of him and Joe Napoli.
Joe's, that's nice.
Joe's awesome. And then Paul did another one. Let's see. Scroll down, computer. It's not letting me do it. Stuck right up. Anyway, porcupine. He's got porcupine hair. I just noticed that yesterday when we were sitting there. And now my computer froze.
Oh.
They're trying to recover the page. Thank you. All right, let's do the national headlines and get rolling on whatever it is we're doing today. A whole lot of fun.
U.S.-led coalition dropped a 22,000-pound bomb on a series of ISIS cave complexes in Afghanistan. The bomb is the largest in the non-nuclear U.S. arsenal.
The Rockets, James Harden making history, the first to finish the regular season with at least 2,000 points, 900 assists, and 600 rebounds.
President Trump's assessment that the dollar is too strong, he says, is partly his fault because people have so much confidence in him. The dollar immediately plunged as soon as those comments were released.
Deliberations now underway in the double murder trial of former football star Aaron Hernandez.
Two men under arrest in Illinois. They are facing terrorism charges accused of conspiring to support ISIS.
One Michigan city backs away from a controversial label.
By a 5-2 vote, the city council has decided not to call Lansing a sanctuary city.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has removed the director of its Washington, D.C. Medical Center.
They'd word in Delaware that a judge has convicted a 17-year-old girl of homicide for a school bathroom fight that left a 16-year-old girl dead.
New questions about former Trump advisor Carter Page, who the FBI suspected might have been a spy for Russia.
New Zealand officials say the brunt of Cyclone Cook is going to pass the largest city, Auckland, but it's soon going to reach the capital, Wellington. Last week, the remnants of a different cyclone battered the coast of New Zealand.
Susie, open up that blue prize catalog and tell me what we have for our good-looking, sexy, highly successful, lit listening audience today.
All right, we have food to Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse.
More on that later.
Mm-hmm. We have tickets to see the Mud Hens tonight. On Indianapolis. Yeah.
Now, what time is that? 7:05?
I thought it's like 6:35-ish.
Is it? All right, downtown's going to be crazy buzzing again with the walleye, too.
Mm-hmm.
Walleye and tomorrow night, the walleye. So the hens and the walleye are in town this weekend.
We have a pair of tickets tomorrow night to the walleye. Just a pair.
Seriously?
Only a pair. Just a pair.
Nice.
Yes.
So we got Mud Hens tonight, walleye tomorrow night.
Yes.
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Fort Wayne. Bastards. Hate them. What else? Is that it?
And food.
Food at Smokey's.
Yep.
All right. Hey, there's Porcupine. What up, Porky?
I'm not sure why.
Porcupine. Because you got porcupine hair.
I don't know.
Because your hair is sharp and pointy.
It is. It's sharp and pointy, and you always have it perfectly coiffed. And gosh, I haven't seen you in a while. Good to see
you. Been a while. That was fun.
Good to see you. Yeah. After we spent, 5 hours on the show together, then we spent another 2 hours together downtown. It was awesome.
I tried to get you a buffer by bringing the Bud Girls over, but...
Oh, my gosh. The Bud Girls walked over with, like, 8 beers. I'm like, there was a time, ladies, that I would sit here and... But no. Didn't even have a
sip. Just say no.
Here you go.
Just say no. What was the highlight of your day yesterday, Paula?
The highlight of my day, besides spending time with you.
Yeah, of course. Good answer.
The Bud Girls.
The Bud Girls.
They were nice. They were actually nice.
Yeah,
my ex-wife was a Bud Girl.
Yes, I do know that.
And she was a Bud Light Girl.
She's cute. Yep.
Yeah
that worked for her.
The camaraderie of being around everybody was
It was fun. I went over to the Cock and Bull.
Did you?
Cock and Bull before.
Because
I had to walk right by it, and I popped in and saw me and Russ went over there and invaded.
Sure.
And Billy was there, and Harvey and Gary were there, and Grizz was there, and Kara Steele was there, and her friend. I mean, it was just a ton of people. Yeah, it was fun. But I got out of there. I got out of Dodge.
That's good.
I was home by 1 o'clock, took a little nappy poo, and got up and really focused on my show prep for today.
You did. You show prepped the heck out of it.
Don't we sound good already because of all my preparation?
That was a long email.
We do.
You were all over the place, though. You weren't just at the bars. Now, what time did you actually get into the game for the Mud Hen game?
A little bit after tip-off. So
it's not tip-off. That's basketball. First pitch.
4:30.
4:30. So 25 minutes after tip-off.
Tip-off, yeah.
What inning was it when you got sit down? Second inning, probably?
I don't remember. Honestly,
you have a drinking problem, I think.
Nah, I don't have a drinking problem.
Intervention. I kept doing that on the phone.
Russ was unleashing me. He wanted me to go talk to people and do trivia with the girls and that sort of thing. And then I hooked up with John Fulton, and we went upstairs.
Nice.
And went to places I probably shouldn't have been. And did
What? Yeah, you went places you shouldn't have been.
I didn't have a wristband, but we just kind of went in and talked to people.
Well, here's somebody. All right, so, as long as you're part of the show,
sure.
Remember that. Who got you here? here's the thing that I just want to ask you, Susie, and then we're going to get rolling with stuff that's actually important. How do you think the players feel when they know there's, anywhere from 15 to 20,000 people downtown, maybe even more than that downtown? Okay. That's a lot of people. And seating in there is what, 8,000 or something, mm-hmm. or 9,000. And, with all the suites and everything else, you can get up to like 13,000 in there. I think that's the record at Fifth Third Field. And when the game started, there was like 9 people in the stands. Okay, that's maybe an over-exaggeration, but
8.
It was dead.
Right.
And then I'm watching it, and I look at the news, and I see they're going out there, and it's seventh inning, and they show the stands, and it's not even a third full.
Yeah.
There's like maybe 1,000 people out of 8,000 seats, and I'm like, I think the players got to feel crap because it's like, they don't want to watch us play ball. They just want to get drunk. They just want to come down and get drunk. They don't care about us. We're out of rooting our ass off. It's cold. It's cold, man. And they don't want, and they're all drunk.
I had to order up 9 tickets. There was 2 sections left. I could not get 9 in a row because there was no seats available, according to the website.
Right.
So I had to get standing room only. And then they're like, standing room only? I go, oh, don't worry. We'll find a seat. And sure as heck we did.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. It'd be funny, though, if you did buy seats all over the place night, and you made your family sit in all nine of those seats, and you're like a section, like, hey, how's it going over there?
One of you over there, three of you over there. Yeah, so it was interesting how they're sold. Yeah. They got them sold. But
let me tell you something. It was a great day for Toledo, Ohio yesterday, Susie. Mm-hmm. Downtown was awesome. I didn't hear of any ugliness, any problems, any issues, which is a good thing. Paul did, even though I did try to get him to flash at the Bud Girls, but he wouldn't do it.
Oh.
Anyway. All right. We got a lot going on today, Susan. A little over an hour. Ken Leslie, Veterans Matter, going to be in studio announcing how you can get your tickets for the disco party. Woo! The only way that you can get tickets right now is, well, the tables are all gone. So you're SOL. Sorry.
It's the end of the week.
Sorry, out of luck.
Yes.
How's that?
But there's places to sit for general admission people, too, so that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they don't have a table, though.
No, but there's
like
options.
A picnic table. Yeah,
there's some skip. You'll be fine.
But don't be sitting down at anybody's table.
Mm-mm. Heads will roll.
Yeah. Anyway, so he'll be in, and he'll tell you how you get the general admission tickets. And I will tell you this. It's a limited number of tickets. So if you want to go to the disco party, which is Friday, June 23rd, Hensville Park, downtown... You better be listening in a little over an hour for Ken. He'll tell you how to get the general admission tickets. 25 bones for those. 100% of the money goes to Veterans Matter. And I believe he's bringing in a vet with him. A veteran.
Homeless. That's been helped by his program.
I believe so, yes. So that's happening. Now, Kurt is also going to be back on today. Kurt
Wow,
Baird.
It's been forever.
Well, he's been busy, and he hasn't seen a lot of movies, and he's seen, what did he review, Fast and the Furious movie that just came out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, that's cool.
Hey, you want to see some real action, though? All you have to do is go to your local elementary school and check out the moms who are late for school pickup. Let me tell you, that's Fast and Furious.
This weekend, if you're looking for Fast and Furious action, look no further than moms late for after school pickup. Speeding down streets, ignoring school zone signs, and returning the stern glare of the volunteer crossing guard. They're moms late for after school pickup. Starring the mom who can't stop looking at her cell phone, the mom oblivious to kids in the crosswalk, and the single mom. Mom who lets everybody know it. Also starring the mom who has to get Jimmy to soccer practice in 15 minutes. And another mom who has a million things to do. Out of their way because the rules don't apply to them. Their mom's late for after school pickup. Starts today around 2:30.
6:22. Oh, coming up. Bad news, sad news if you're a Steelers fan. I'll tell you about that coming up. But first, Denny Schaefer for Dunright Building Services. You know, I hired these guys. They came over to the house. They hooked me up with the greater gutter guard system. Jeff and Brandon and Nate came out, and they were professional, and they did the job, and I got a good price on it. And now no more risking my life, Susie, going up cleaning out the gutters. It's so awesome. Andy the Weasel used them, too. So, you know, if Weasel's using them, you know Dunright Building Services does a great job. So whatever you have and need, home improvement, whatever is happening, you need anything. They'll do it all. Entry doors, patio enclosures, siding. They can do everything. They can give you an entire brand-new home, a complete remodel, right there at the same address. So if you want a job done right, talk to my friends at Dunright Building Services. Their website, dunrightbuildingservices.com, or you can just call them, get a free estimate. You can get a free estimate through the website, which is cool. 419-537-7465, 537-7465, or go in. They have a showroom. And when you go in and see my friends Bill and Joe and Brendan and everybody over there at Dunright Building Services, be sure to tell them Denny Schaefer sent you.
Q105.5 right now traffic brought to you by superfitnesstoledo.com celebrating 45 years serving Toledo for only $19.95 per month.
Let's look at your-